Hello and welcome back. This is your host, Cardzi B. As many of you already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor, and I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then, I have turned that hobby into a full tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various other tarot products and events. So I'm so excited today. I have Stephanie of Little Moon Mystic as our guest, and we're gonna go through tower moments that we're all having, and also really how we work with our practice, rituals that evolve throughout this time. I mean, always, but especially in such a transformative time. And also, Stephanie has really delved even deeper into Little Moon Mystic. She launched it officially a year ago, but I think that she's expanded and is really going full force with it. I want to talk to her as a business owner, as a healer, and a spiritual entrepreneur, and what's that, you know, what that process is like in this time. Before we get to Steph, who also got me this incredible hat. So for those of you who follow me on Instagram, and I was like, oh my God, I got this most magical hat and I don't know where it came from. It just showed up in my mail yesterday, literally. And I was like, if you sent this to me, please DM or text me, because I had no idea who sent it. There wasn't a card because Steph just ordered it directly from the manufacturer and had it shipped here. So anyway, it's from Stephanie, which makes so much sense because we have collaborated on so much magical witchiness in the past. So I love this. It's my new favorite fall hat. I literally haven't taken it off. So thank you, Steph. So excited. And anyway, so before Steph comes on, I just wanted to go back through our cards. We're really wrapping up September. We're ending Virgo season this week. We do have we just had the new moon in Virgo. And I talked to Steph on the day that was the new moon, which is so potent and powerful and is such in alignment with Stephanie and our friendship. But so we just wrapped that up, but we're moving in the fall equinox on the 22nd, which actually occurs at 9:30 Eastern time. And that's the same day that Leo season starts. And there's a really powerful energy. Stephanie and I are going to talk more about that. She's an astrological wizard herself. But the equinox is really, it's that time, you know, in the season that it's equal parts light and darkness. And when we look back 6 months ago, we had the spring equinox in March. And that's really, I think, when Corona, the impacts of the virus, the lockdown really hit a lot of people, was that spring equinox on March 21st. So when we look now, 6 months later, we're kind of at that check-in place. We're also at the place now where light and dark are equal again. And now what is that going to bring? And now we're going into more of the dark season. It's kind of, you know, in the shamanic wheel of birth, life, death, decay. We're going into death and decay in winter, but we're kind of reaping the harvest. That's what in the Wiccan and pagan tradition, Mavon, which is the Sabbath, that's all about, it's kind of like the witch's Thanksgiving. It's kind of like, okay, we harvested all of these plentiful fruits and rewards from the summer season, and now we're going to really celebrate. We're going to give thanks during Mavon, which is the day of the fall equinox. So we're going into that. We're really transmuting a lot of energy. And when we look at this time, it's really kind of it's a restart period. Yes, we're going into that kind of death, decay of winter. What are we clearing? What are we releasing? What are we letting go of? But when we look at the holidays, both Mavon, which then goes into Samhain in October, which is my fave. It's Halloween and it's the witch's new year. And in between the equinox and Samhain, we have the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish new year. So there's so much. Yes, there are things that we're letting go of, that we're letting clear and decay and release in big, important ways. But we're also clearing that out to welcome in the new, within this air season of Libra that's around the corner. So again, let's take our look since we're with the end of Virgo and the end of September. The first card we had was the Virgo ruled Hermit, Miss Barbra Streisand in my deck. And this is really the card that is all about, yes, you know, Hermit on the surface, where do we go within? How do we really focus in our own inner knowing, our intuition, on knowing what it is that we have to clear, release in the cycle of the nines? It's the ninth major arcana and rules all of the nines and the minors. What is it that we have to release in order to embrace this new year? What are we clearing in order to transmute and integrate to go into this next level? Also associated with the throat chakra. So I always say in the Hermit, to me, it's a card that's kind of about filtering out outside noise, outside opinions that can be of other people, that can be the news, that can be of your past self, of like, you were supposed to be doing this at this point in time, and then 2020 threw a monkey wrench in your life. The Hermit's kind of like, filter that out. Go within your own inner knowing, inner guidance system, and listen to that in the now moment to bring you into this next chapter. The second card that we had, so this is obviously the ninth card of the tarot. It's ruled by Virgo. So this is according to the order of the Golden Dawn, really our card of the month. And then I pull a card every month. And this is going back to the card that was pulled from the January overview. The Magician reverse keeps saying, I really, really like this lady upright. She is Mercury energy, putting things out to the world, knowing that you have all of the tools to create, to alchemize, to really, you know, put things out for the collective. But the reversal is, it is a pause. It's kind of being present. What is it that we need to do now versus forcing? What is it that we can kind of say, it's not exactly the right time? So finding the fine line between, we don't want to procrastinate. Virgos are known for procrastination. So where are we creating maybe busyness or unnecessary procrastination? Let's be real with that. But also in the Magician reversed, where are we trying to force? Where are we not allowing ourselves to be present? I have found, especially since the 9-9 portal, which was that powerful, potent kind of clearing, when we're talking about the nines in tarot, the coming to ends of cycles, things we're releasing in our life. I've just had these moments of huge waves of lethargy. And I don't like it because I struggle with depression, and that's kind of been something that has come up when I've been in depression, and I just want to sleep and sleep, and that's the only thing that feels comforting. It's been small, like 30-minute increments of like, ooh, kind of take a nap. And I start to beat myself up for it of, oh my gosh, this feels so lazy. I'm not being productive. That's a lot of Magician reverse energy, is listening to, like, my body is asking me to take a nap. My body is saying, you're not supposed to work on this in this exact moment. So like, give it a rest. Listen to those moments at the in the remainder of September as well. Okay. And then, of course, not going to go too much into that. We will talk about the fall equinox and going into Libra with Steph. But next week is all about October, which is one of my favorite leading ladies, RBG and the Justice card, and the energies of that air energy and the balance and harmony that Libra brings in. So won't go too much into that, but something to look forward to. So let me, get these ladies back in the deck. Take a look at our card of the week before I bring Stephanie. Okay, what does the collective need to know for the upcoming week, September 19th through the 26th? Another nine, of course. Nine of Cups. Okay, so those of you who know me, who follow me, you know that I love this card. This card is the card that I made my mom in the deck. She used to be a Playboy bunny and a model back in the 70s, so that's how I illustrated her. And the traditional Smith Rider Waite deck, we see this like old mofo. I think he kind of has his arms crossed, but he has this table of all of these nine cups lined up. Like, what do you want? What'd you come here for? What can I get you? It's almost like an old timey bartender. I don't know if that's what Pamela Coleman Smith intended when she sketched it, but that's kind of the vibe I get, is like, yeah, I've got everything. What do you want? And then in my deck, of course, my mom. And the reason they made this card, my mom, is that she's really the most generous person I know. And if you ask for it, she will get it to you. But, you know, she definitely does love specific direction. She's a Virgo. And she's very communicative, Gemini rising. So she really loves like to be instructed. How can I help? What can I bring to the dinner party? And Nine of Cups really asks us, as we're coming to an end. It's so funny that I think we had a nine last week. So we have nine of Pentacles, I think. So we're in it. We're in the nines, right? We're at the end of Virgo, the ninth month, and we're working with the Hermit. As we're ending this energy, the universe is asking us this week to be very specific. We just have this new moon, as I said, in Virgo. What is it that we're asking for? The Nine of Cups is the card. It's ruled by Jupiter in Pisces. So when we think about that, Jupiter, it's the wish granter. Jupiter is like the genie planet of bringing expansion and growth and opportunity. And when we think about Pisces, it's kind of that it's the psychic sign. It's very intuitive. It's kind of like that very sensitive emo sign. So it's the feeling. So when we're manifesting this week, the Nine of Cups is saying, it's like, think of the guy, next time up, I will pull out for a visual the Smith Rider Waite. Oh, also, I hope this works as video. This is my first video. My niece and many people have been asking to make this video. So I thought since I have the beautiful Stephanie Wallace of Little Moon Mystic, it's the perfect first video launch because she's great on camera and just so much fun. So anyway, I hope that this does work out on video. We'll see my editing skills. But next time I'll pull the Smith Rider Waite side by side. When I think about that guy who is kind of like, I think of him as the heart chakra bartender with all of his cups of like, what do you want? What do you want? It's getting really clear with what you want, but not necessarily in the kind of old school masculine corporate America linear, like I want a job that's this, you know, this many hundreds of thousands a year, and these are I start at this title, and or I move into this house, it has this many bedrooms and this many bathrooms. It's not that. Nine of Cups and kind of the heart chakra bartender, we'll call him, which is so funny because I'm also play with Bunny in this card. So it's like the literally like she's like the like elegant, sassy version. Like, what do you want? It's the emotional and heart chakra fulfillment of how do I want to feel. So as we're manifesting this week for what we want going into this fall equinox, as we go into this big energetic shift at the kind of the final quarter, we're in the final countdown of 2020. What is it that we want to feel? What do we want to feel release and relief around in the nines? And what do we want to have granted if we have this genie card of, I think when I work with the Nine of Cups, I think of like, if it's, for example, something, an opportunity tarot-wise, somewhere I'm going to get my deck sold or a collaboration, how do I want to feel when I see my deck at that retailer? Or how do I want to feel when I collaborate with this brand or this person's company? If it's a relationship, how do I want to feel when I wake up in the morning with that person? How do I want to feel on a Sunday when it's raining and it's like, well, this is normally a blah gray day. How do I, like, I'm so excited that I have this person to like sit and chill and you know, watch esoteric documentaries with. That's the dream. Still haven't found this magical witch alien. But you get where I'm going with this. It's more about the feeling. It's not about the linear, the titles, the money, the this person has, you know, brown hair and brown eyes. It's really about how do you feel in your heart chakra as these things are coming in? Because the more that we work from that place of feeling, the faster we manifest, which is what I really love about Nine of Cups. So that being said, I'm gonna bring stuff out. I feel like we totally manifested each other, a reuniting of each other in this lifetime, because we met, God, is it 3 years ago now? A couple years ago, in Libra season at a retreat. And it was just like, oh my gosh, there you are. It's almost like, yay, this is where you come in this lifetime. I remember you. So I feel like that was a very Nine of Cups fulfillment moment for me. And I'm so grateful for her as part of my soul family. So let me bring her on. Hey, Steph.
Hey, Bex.
Oh my God. First of all, I just have to give a big, big thank you to you for the most magical hat. And it appeared in such a magical way. It was literally like an owl from Hogwarts delivered it. Like it came and I wasn't, because you know how you kind of know in your head when you order things?
Yeah.
And I was like, I know that like I don't have any packages coming. And I was like, what is this? And there wasn't a note with it because you must have just had it delivered right from the creator. And I was like, what is this? And then I posted on Instagram, like, what witch or wizard gifted me like my new favorite fall accessory. It matches my emoji. I've been wearing it ever since it arrived. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love that you said that it came from a Hogwarts owl, because that's how I imagine it. It was to you.
It made my whole night. Like, I literally had like other plans for the night. And then I just had to like stop and do like a photo shoot. I was doing like the Justin here. I was like, oh, I'm just going to have my night with my hat. Like, I'm not going to do these stupid errands that I had planned.
I love it.
Definitely felt all of the magic and love. So thank
you.
And I was so happy to discover it was you. I was like, I was asking other, like the few of my close friends that have my address, Desi was like, I don't know. And then when I said it's from Steph, she was like, of course it is. So big, big shout out to the hat and thank you. But no, I'm so happy to have you back on the podcast. I mean, I think that you and I have collaborated on, you know, several things in the past. I love your energy. I think that like, you're just, you're such a beautiful balance to me. And I love, just the way that you teach, not just heal in your Reiki practices and your meditations, but the way that you teach spiritual and teach healing. So I kind of wanted to touch base on, you know, that being said, you've launched a bunch of new offerings. I know that you had been actively working with your company, Little Moon Mystic, that you created and launched a little bit ago, but I know that you've been kind of going full steam ahead with that and having some new offerings in this time. So I just wanted to ask, you know, what you've been up to and also what it's like to kind of birth something like that in such a crazy transformative time in the world.
Thank you for that. Well, thank you so much for welcoming me and for inviting me here to talk about this. It has been quite a journey. And as you know, we chatted last year when I launched Little Moon Mystic. It was right before we did our City Witch retreat together. And what I wanted was to bring ritual to people in a way that's accessible and attainable and doesn't seem so overwhelming with like so many tools and you have to do all the things. And that it can be this like buffet of what of ritual and the things that serve you best, and that it changes from time to time and changes from season to season. And it was kind of, you know, slow going to start, and I really wanted to be mindful of what I'm putting out and making sure it is always coming from the heart. And whenever we started in lockdown back in March, my immediate thing that I journaled about was, how can I be of service? How can I be of service? And I just kept putting that out, like to my guides, to the anyone who's listening, like, how can I be of service? And I started doing these morning meditations on my IG Live. And it was really nice to connect with people. And I was doing meditation and breath work and providing a little bit of ritual guidance for what that energy of that day was and what people could expect for the week ahead and how to manage that. And as I kept doing that, I was like, well, this could be a thing for all time to go on forever, because it's one thing to add a meditation to your practice, which is, I hope everybody is trying to bring that into their world one way or another. But really the types of practices that coincide with what's happening in the planets, what's happening, you know, socially, globally, and everything like that, but also like, where's the moon today? What day does Thursday represent? Like, so we're, you know, trying to align with the planets and what happens in our bodies and in our practice, and how can we manage everything moving forward, even in such a turbulent time. And you ask, what's it like to birth something like that right now? And the short answer is really scary, like really exciting, but also a little terrifying, because what are we doing here? You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of second guessing ourselves, second guessing what our path is, where we're going, you know, collectively as well. How are we working together to maintain a sense of community, to maintain a sense of balance, to also be open to all of the things that could come to us in a way of manifestation, and how we can also be of service to others and change. So taking into account all of those things, that's kind of how I approached new offerings for Little Moon Mystic. So the meditation practice now, I've taken it off of IG Live and created something a little more structured so that I could also offer a sense of community. So on IG Live, it's really great because, you know, anybody can stop in and go and whatever, but I wanted to have to see people's growth as we go and see if they have questions that come up, like, oh, okay, we did something 2 weeks ago, and why did we do this practice on this day, and we're doing this on this day, but my energy feels different. Well, on this day, we're in a waxing moon phase, so your energy may have been here. And on this day, we're in a waning moon phase, so your energy might have been here. So if we're doing a balancing breath of, you know, say alternate nostril breathing, we can say that we needed balance on that day. Or if we're doing a breath that is for retention, we're trying to call in a sense of control, kind of, or a sense of, I don't like to use the words control because we don't try to control things, right? We want to let them be, but a sense of feeling grounded in our breath. So I hope that all makes sense as I'm moving forward.
Yeah. Well, what I love about the way that you work in general and just like working with you both as a collaborator and also just an attendee of your events and your meditations is that I do like that you really work kind of with the energies, and it feels quite organic. It doesn't feel like you are a healer or an instructor that has like a playlist, so to speak. It's kind of like you really tap into the energies of the people you're working with and the energies of the moon, the cosmos. And I love that because I think that one of the things in this time that like for the collective and definitely on a micro level I've seen in my life is breaking out of those rigid structures of kind of like, I take this workout class at this time and then I do this. And then on Friday nights, I do this at this time. And it's kind of like really listening to your body, really listening to your spirit of what is nourishing or what feels aligned today. And I love that about your ritual work. And I think that you've taught me to kind of lean into that more because I can be, especially past me, could be very structured and very like, okay, check this off the list. This is what I do. And you have really helped me specifically in my meditation practice because of the way that you really kind of, I feel like you're really channeling the energies of the universe and of like what's going on around you as you lead those meditations, as you lead those healing sessions.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, that's really, I think, has been the driving force behind creating that practice. Because I'll wake up one day and be like, okay, I'm feeling this way. Well, today is waning moon, dark moon. My cycle started. We're going into Virgo, or we're leaving Virgo season, starting about to head into a new season. So what are the things that I can wrap up around this season and embrace the stillness of a dark moon phase in order to move forward? And if I was trying to do something today that I do on like a full moon phase, that's just not going to work for me. And the same thing when like choosing crystals, or maybe I need smoke healing energy today, or maybe I just need to soak in a salt bath for like 2 hours and listen to Otis Redding and call it a day. Like what are those things? And being able to recognize that with how the planets are aligning and what the phases of the moon are as well. And I think that if I were to try to put too much structure around it, like you said, it would feel inauthentic. It would feel like we're like trying to swim upstream and we're not the salmon, right? We're not the salmon and doing that in a way that's productive. It's just, we're going against ourselves at that point. And that's been something that I've also been able to work one-on-one with clients with, is observing them throughout a moon cycle and how they react and knowing like what their chart is and what their numerology and things like that. And how can I help you manage the energies that you're interacting with based on your own chart and what's best for you? Because I can do it in meditation for the collective on a collective level, but then you can take it even further and like really dive in deep based on your own chart and your own numerology and energetics as well.
So with Little Moon Mystic, when you say that you can like work very like even more custom with someone's individual natal chart, do you have, because I know that you offer like the meditation and different healing services and ongoing packages, do you have like you take one-on-one clients on kind of a custom basis too?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I've been diving into, and we can do it over like a month, you know, the 1st to the 31st or whatever, or on the new moon cycle, which I of course would prefer because I think that's really awesome to observe through what the moon cycle is. So yeah, we would work together starting on the new moon, you know, go through what the energies are of that month. Are there retrogrades? Will that affect you in your chart? Will that affect you in the numerology of your birthday and things like that? And kind of wrap it up at the end of the dark moon phase before the next new moon.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. I definitely have to talk to you about something offline. Cause I'm like, oh, I want to like actually like gift a custom thing with you to one of my best friends.
Oh, cool.
But we'll discuss that.
Oh, yeah.
That's so exciting. You know, I have to say, when we did, the first like really big thing we did together was that, City Witch Retreat in the Hamptons, around this time, it was October. So yeah.
Samhain last year around that time. And a lot of the, I'm sure you stay in touch with a lot of the women that joined our retreat. And so many of them said that that was really the start of their ritual practice. You know, Kim always references your work in that and the herbal work that we led. And she was really, I was talking to her, she's made a lot of life transitions and she was like, that was really the start of my ritual practice. And always gives you like such accolades for the sessions that you led and the way that you really teach them in a way that's not intimidating, I have to say. And that's I think that so many people are like you said, if there's too many tools, if there's too much rigidity, it can be alienating. But I really do love that. So speaking of kind of the custom element, I wanted to get your input on the upcoming energies, because we are in the new moon today, and then we're going into, it's like a lot of energies coming up. It's like new moon in Virgo, and then we're coming into the equinox. Is that the 22nd? It's next week, right?
Yeah, I think it's the 22nd or the 23rd. It's the same day that Libra season starts. Yes. Or like the one day and then the next day. It's like something like that.
Yeah, because I feel like it's, I mean, this whole year has been obviously extremely transformational. But I feel like the fall equinox into the winter solstice, there's like a lot of change, a lot of releasing coming in that I feel like I'm excited for. I do think there's going to be probably some, you know, quote unquote chaos that does come about on the world stage, but I think it's going to be a big catharsis. So I'm kind of excited for this, but I know that there's intense energies coming, and I just wanted to get your feedback on kind of what you see coming, any advice that you have on an individual level.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. There's so much change happening, right? It's like coming up and it feels like it's moving at warp speed ahead. Like we are just barreling forward into the future. And whenever we move into the changing of the seasons, I feel like sometimes it can feel like we don't have a grip on things and get a little swept away, if you will.
Yeah.
And especially for someone like me who has like a lot of air and fire in my chart and not a whole lot of earth, it's really important to stay grounded in that. But I do agree with you with what you're saying, is that it will come as a catharsis, but it will be chaotic until then. But with the equinox coming up, that gives us such a profound opportunity to find balance and harmony. And with Libra season approaching, which I favor, of course, as a Libra, with like so much Libra throughout my whole chart.
Yes, but so
finding that balance, right? Finding harmony in our interactions, in our relationships, in our work, in our work that we're doing of our heart, in our work that we're doing for social justice, and the ways that we show up for our community, and the ways that we show up for ourselves. So, like, really taking a look at that, and maybe even especially with the equinox, like looking at how we incorporate all of the elements in order to find balance within it. So for me, I don't have a lot of earth or water in my chart, so I tend to gravitate towards things that ground me and that am like being in water. Like I'm such a proponent of salt baths like all day every day, and I think that is because I don't have a lot of that in my chart already. So if that's, you know, say that you're doing that for your own ritual practice, finding things that help to ground you and find balance. If you don't have a lot of fire in your chart, maybe it's something that you're looking for doing a flame gazing for your rituals, or burning your intentions and finding that transformation that way. Or if you don't have a lot of air in your chart, you know, smoke healing is really good for that. Breath work is really amazing for that as well, especially with the fall equinox. Alternate nostril breathing, I can't recommend that enough. I can lead some of that. You can post a link to it if you want, but you can find your own breath work person that does it. But that's really such a powerful breath to find a sense of grounding within. Just moving from side to side, right? Or if it's crystals, like I like to recommend watermelon tourmaline. It's one of my favorites to recommend for finding balance during the equinox and for Libra season. What's another one? Tiger's eye is really good for that as well. Ametrine is really amazing for that as well, for finding balance. So just some things to work with in that regard. Finding things that you are imbalanced in and leaning into that. I mean, like, okay, how can I find balance? And especially when we're thinking about how intense this time has been, how the collective energy has been shaken up so much that we feel ungrounded already. Coming back to that, and how do you find harmony with other people in your life as well? So Libra, the sign of our relationships and how we relate with others. As we move into that season, it's like, how are we relating to the collective? Can we reflect on what we've been doing? Have we been having a lot of conflict? You know, we have this Mars retrograde that's going on right now, that like fiery internal, like, you know, it's like burning up inside. But it's also a really profound time to look at how we interact with others and how we are able to find harmony within this chaos, this chaotic time.
I love that. And yeah, it's the tarot card justice that that Libra rules. And I think that it really is that harmony, finding that balance. And when you were talking about relationships coming into play, I've had a lot through my clients lately, and that probably very much affected by that Mars retrograde in Aries, a lot of tension. And I had a client specifically that was like, why am I feeling more triggered than ever? And she was like, I know that obviously 2020 as a whole is heightened, but like, why is it in this time period, you know, coming up towards Libra season on the cusp of this equinox. And I very much like you, I was like, I think that we're being kind of encouraged and invited to look at those relationships. And even the heightened triggering in Libra is kind of like, I think that we've all that are doing this work, you know, we've ascended and more light is being poured in, and we're kind of more conscious and more discerning. So if there's something that's off, we're being forced to look at it, whereas before it might have been like, I'm just gonna push that down. Like, yeah, that thing always hurt my feelings, or that always annoyed me, or that always made me angry, but whatever. But now we're like, oh, like, what is that? I'm gonna pick it up, I'm gonna look at it. And hopefully, you know, consciously engage with it versus reacting. But I do think there's a heightened awareness of people being like, why am I feeling this, versus just like going into autopilot of the triggers that may have been around before. And I think that's going to definitely continue into Libra. And I think that the equinox is such a pivotal shift, because, you know, in paganism, it's the Sabbath that's all about kind of the Thanksgiving, right? Like, because how Samhain is the witch's new year, and this is kind of like, oh, it's like the Thanksgiving time, like we're getting, so this is always around the time, probably I'm Libra moon, so same, I love the Libra vibes, we met in Libra season, and I'm like,
yes,
you ever since then. But I feel like we're like, it's that harvesting of like, okay, these things that we have harvested, now we're kind of feasting on, looking at, examining, and what are we leaving behind in the whole year? What are we finally making peace with? What have we kind of, you know, can hold in gratitude, but we're like, okay, that now we're leaving that in the old year. Because it's funny, I was talking about that in the intro to this session, is that it's in a lot of cultures, both in paganism and Wiccanism, and also Judaism, with Rosh Hashanah coming up, this time of year is really the new year. And I've always felt that in fall. It's probably because I have such a resonance with Libra, but I've always kind of like felt that of like, ooh, okay, now we're going into the new year. And I feel like everything you shared, I was like, totally, like, this is what I've been feeling, is there's definitely things that are going to come up, but it's almost like cool, because we're going into this new energy as a result of everything that we're going to be faced with, and everything we have the opportunity to integrate and clear in Libra season.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that notion too, of the new year, because I also have also always resonated with that, of like this, and you know, maybe it is because our birthday is toward the end of the year and like things like that, but also this energy of when we move into fall, and even kind of closer toward the October mid late October towards Vata season, where it's like all that airy energy, it's like a clearing away of the things that are dying and falling to the ground, and then it's like that wind comes in and clears it out. So I think that's a really really awesome way to think about it as we move towards like navigating some of these energies. Like, okay, things are still dying away, things are still like kind of crumbling to the ground, we're like still in kind of like I pulled the Tower card yesterday. So I was like, well, okay, this is what we're doing today. Got it. Noted. So it's like things are still coming down. We're still being able to, like you said, identify it, look at it, because I think we're also coming to a point within ourselves, also collectively with external, you know, like we're not standing for certain things anymore. We're looking at things. We're not like, oh, that's fine. That's happening over there. It's not affecting me. We're not doing that anymore. So I think in turn, we're also not doing that with ourselves anymore. Like, wow. Oh, that's fine. It's not affecting me. It is. We're looking at it now and being like, that is affecting us out here collectively. This is affecting us in here internally. And we've got to look at it and be able to like manage our emotions and our reactions and our practice, come back to the practice so that we can do this day in and day out, look at the things and keep moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that like, you know, even as kind of a check-in point, from 6 months ago when this was really, when, you know, I know like COVID was becoming a huge concern in Asia in December, January, but it really hit most of the world, especially North America in March. And that I remember the spring equinox of being, I think that you and I even did something on the spring equinox, the March 21st around then.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, and there was that energy of like, okay, here we go. And I remember having offline conversations with you even of like, okay, we're in this for the long haul. This is going to be a big, it's, you know, the people back then like, okay, it's going to just be 2 weeks. And it's like, I think that we saw like, no, this is the start of a big wave of change and there's going to be challenges, but like, okay, here we go. And how everything you said, those was what was coming to me, especially back then, of how can I be of service? How can we aid this process, you know, while still healing ourselves and while being present with ourselves? And I think that now when we look back to that, coming up to this point 6 months later, like the thing that, you know, I keep asking of myself and of clients is like, how have we grown in this time? And like, what have we learned? And what have we, like you said, the things that we stand up for that we're like, I can't unsee. And, you know, I can't be silenced on things that I used to think maybe I'm out of line. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe it's fine. It's like, it's very, I feel like our discernment has been so heightened of like, no, that's not okay. That's not in alignment. Or on the flip side of things, like this is what I need to do for me. Even if my past self would have never thought that, or, you know, I would have never pictured this. It's like kind of being much more discerning about that. Yeah. I also think like, what are your thoughts on between now and the winter solstice? Because I know there's a lot of people talking about that. Like, what are your kind of, whether astrological or just like energetic thoughts around that coming?
Yeah, energetically, I think that I'm feeling that it's going to be, like you said, intense. It's going to be really chaotic over the next couple of months. But I do have this, I just keep getting like mid-December, like something's coming, like relief, change,
yeah,
something. But it's like this crunch time of like, we've got to keep our heads on our necks right now for the next couple of months. And we also need to keep our feet on the ground and our hearts open.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the time for us to like close off our hearts to be like, no, you know, I can't be open to this right now. It's like time for us to be open, to keep our feet on the ground. If we have the energy within us to protect others, if we need that energy from others to be open to it, like that's where I think this harmony and balance comes in when we start with the equinox and move forward into Libra season of like, okay, reassessing what it is that I need. Do I need extra energy from a loved one today? Can I show up bigger for somebody else today? And harnessing the moments when we feel the inspiration to do something and honoring the moments when we feel the need to rest. And like, I think that's what, especially today's new moon with Virgo is telling us that like honor when we need to rest, create structure around your practice, your self-care, things like that. And then like, as we move forward into this time, because we do have like this Mars retrograde that goes until what, like November 13th.
Yeah.
And then we have the Mercury retrograde that's going to happen, which of course, like it's such a short time in comparison to the other retrogrades that we've been experiencing. But of course it's like at such a pivotal moment that it's like
most intense, like short but spicy.
Yeah. Short but spicy. Yeah. And right around a very super pivotal moment. And yeah, I think it's just a matter of leaning on the people that we know we can lean on, tapping into our collective gathering in the ways that we can, even if we can't gather in person, mm-hmm. and being there and open for all of the changes that are going to come. We can't expect anything. Everything we are trying to, we can't prepare for something that we don't know, right? So it's just a matter of being present in each moment and being open to what happens. Yeah. Up until December.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so funny because as you shared that, like, the thing that came up to me was like, linear time seems to be going away. And I was someone who, it's people that know me just now versus before would never think this, because they're like, oh, you're so like chill and present. But like, I was so married to linear time of like, okay, where do I see myself in 5 years? What vacation am I taking in the summer? And it's like really challenged us when it's, you know, I think that we never had that control that we perceived that we did, but now it's been like, okay, we're going to knock any of that illusion out of your life. So you really are, you know, being called to how can we be present? And like you said, where is it that we need to rest? Where, like, when we feel that, where is it that we can open and expand? And if you're like, I'm feeling very called to share this, have this conversation, be of service to this person in this way. And it's the other day when you were saying the new moon in Virgo, it makes so much sense about like, really, you know, kind of coming into balance with your relationship with rest and when to exert energy and when to go within. And I was really trying to power through some stuff. And I still work for some like corporate clients and, you know, do like tarot scopes and all stuff that I enjoy doing, but it's, you know, sometimes more of the tedious stuff. And I was like, oh, I just have to power through this. And I went to go pour myself another matcha. And I was scrolling with the Instagram as I was going to go get my matcha. And I saw the Uncorked Witch post, basically a lot of the things that you just shared, that like, you know, our relationship with the shaming that we have around rest. Mm. And like, if we just lean into it, we're actually so much more in alignment with our soul, with the work that we're doing. But there's been this kind of like shaming of like, we're supposed to just go, 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 like pop an Ambien, drink another coffee. And I was like, oh my, or not an Ambien, an Adderall.
Yeah. I was like, well, we need rest.
then an Ambien after you need the rest at the end of the day. But like, yeah, it's like that of like, and it's almost a shame of if you feel that you need to rest, you're like, oh, I'm weak, I'm failing, I should be exerting more, I should be more quote unquote productive. But there's such a productivity and healing in the rest and of giving yourself that space. So I think that that's beautiful that you kind of highlighted that as a part of this new moon in Virgo, because Virgo's known as like the workaholic somewhat of the zodiac, right? It's like Virgo and Capricorns are the ones that you like want to be working on your team, like that earth signs of like grinding it out. Yeah. You know, my mom, like my mom is like doing things at once for a go of like, okay, what's next? Yeah. Like, I feel like it is such a like a good relationship of when you're like being called to put that out versus like step back and rest and receive. So yeah, I think a lot of people, myself included, kind of need that reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that also it's like, I love what you said about like the scrolling and seeing what's on Instagram and things like that. Cause like, I think that can play such a huge part in our need to like go, go, go.
Yeah.
Like we're seeing other people do all of these things. And we're like, for me, there was a moment in the summer that I just looked and I was like, how are you doing that? I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't have the energy to do this. I'm not feeling structured to do this. I'm not doing enough. Whatever I'm doing is not enough. Like, my worth is depleted. Like there were so many self-harming thoughts that I had because of comparison and looking what other people are doing and, you know, not remembering that it's a highlight reel, you know, and people are trying to put out their best selves and I'm doing that too. It's like, I just have to have it in a different way and I have to be okay with that and being radically gentle with ourselves and like we don't have to be something else, or it doesn't have to look a certain way. And what's our relationship with how we compare ourselves to others? What's our relationship with how we put pressure on ourselves? Is it out of love or is it out of lack? Are we saying like, oh, I need to do this because I need, or do I want to do this? I feel honored to do this because I love the people around me. I love the collective, and I want to help. Yeah. And that's it. Like, where is it coming from?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I do think that shift is happening where people are, even if like, you know, on a small scale, starting to lean into that and feel a little bit more comfortable of trusting that feeling versus the feeling of kind of going on autopilot and obligation or competition and like keeping up. I do see that shift around me, even in, you know, definitely in the healers among us, but even in like other clients and friends that are starting to be like, wait a minute, like, is it the worst thing if I took this moment for me, and I'll probably feel better if I do that. It's funny that you mentioned the Instagram thing. One of my best friends recently got locked out of her account, and it's so funny the addiction we have, right? And so then it was like this like anxiety and stress, understandably. She's also, you know, like an entrepreneur, but then she was like, wow, that was a gift from the universe. And she was like, I didn't realize there, like everything that you explained with like, you know, the just the autopilot scrolling. Like I said, even when I was gonna go make a matcha, I was like, oh, I have time between my little tarot parlor and kitchen. That means scrolling time.
It's like, let's see what's happening.
And she said that it was really, as much as it like ignited anxiety in the lockout process. And she still, I don't know if it's even resolved, but she was like, you know what? I'm taking it as like, okay, thank you, universe. I needed that time out. Mm-hmm. And how freeing it was to not have that like checking or comparing or, and I think that that's something that's like a good part to note about Virgo season, because we can have that perfectionism of Virgo. Yeah. And that, that like grinds it out work side of Virgo. And where can we, like you said, do it out of joy? Because it's like, I think that, you know, obviously, like you and I and many of the people that listen to this podcast are coming into their healing work, or they are healers by trade and by career path. So it's like we're doing what our soul purpose is and what we're called to do. But we still, I feel like, have been trained somewhat in the matrix that you're supposed to, like, even if you're a healer, take more sessions, like be doing more, like sign up for more collaborations. And I think that that is such a good note of when does it feel aligned in that you're giving versus obligation, because the energy, whether that's the customer, the client, that is felt in the exchange of kind of your intent behind. Yeah,
that's like, that. I mean, it is felt. It is felt in the exchange. And then that energy is infused in whatever you're doing. So like, and it's also important to be gentle with ourselves when we are doing that, like, because there are Sundays, like, you know, we have to eat, like we have to pay our rent. Those are things that we have to do, you know, but it's also like, how can I do this in a way that it's a cycle, you know, where we're allowing it out, like that kind of ease. I know it's easier said than done in most cases, but again, that's like why we come back to our practice. That's why we come back to doing healing on ourselves, to trying out new ways of healing on others too. So it's like it's all a discovery and all a process of being open and being being aware too, for sure.
Amazing. So before we head out, I wanted to get your, because I think that you're a really good creator of toolkits, both in ritual practices, even like you know, thoughts for consideration on things. So I wanted to get from a tarot perspective, I know crystals you already shared, watermelon, tourmaline for Libra is great. In addition to justice for kind of the upcoming Libra season, the equinox, also could be the full moon, the new moon rather in Virgo, which will have passed, but we're still kind of, we'll be going into that waxing moon energies. Any tarot cards to work with in the upcoming week?
I like the idea of the lover's card, of that, like that collaboration between two, and whether it's like a self-love, a relationship love, a partnership in another way, but that duality of the lover's card. And then I'm going hard on the major arcana today, the full card. That has come up for me so much, not just like the visual of it has come up for me a lot of like, we're embarking on something new and we're going to have to trust.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like that, like I think about, just that imagery of like a little baby bird on a wire. And we're like, are we going to make it? Like, we don't know. We have to spread our wings and find out. But that kind of energy of the lovers, that duality, that, coming together in that way. And then the fool of being like, okay, I'm going to trust, I'm going to go, I'm going to leave behind what I thought I knew.
Yeah.
Because we all have, if there's anything we've learned this year, is that we don't know shit. And so.
This is amazing. It's so funny. And I love that combo because I also feel like leaving behind and kind of like embracing the unknown with the fool, and then also trusting that the right energies will appear, and not in a codependent way. It's like, who knows if that's a new friend, a new like romantic partner, a new community, or in closeness with people that you already know that intensifies in that time. But it's kind of like the support of the lovers, like when you're in that flow of I'm gonna trust and kind of just open to the unknown.
Yes.
The right, that like harmony and that support does appear. It's so funny because I spent the morning with my dad, and I love my dad and we're super close, and he's gonna be 70 this year. So he's a little bit like old school. And he was talking about like, I've walked away, as you know, from so many of my fashion clients, and I'm like now like fully in like my healing work. And he was like, you know, it makes me nervous because I just want security for you. And I was like, Dad, what about 2020? Do you feel that that is guaranteed security? And he was like, well, no, I just mean from like a financial perspective. And it's funny because his numerology, he's a 4, and in tarot, that's the Emperor. And then his like shadow card is the Fool. So he's very like he's like very comfortable with stability and like security of the Emperor. Mm. And like the Fool is like his greatest challenge. But we had a really great talk about it. And I was like, you know, I've been doing this work now for several years, I'm good. And I'm like, even if aspects of certain clients get pulled out, I know the things that are now aligned will come in, as long as you can kind of like flow with that and be open to the fact that, like, yeah, you said, the Fool, that we don't know. And when you're truly like, I'm gonna trust that the right things are gonna come in, you're often surprised, and it may not be anything like what you pictured, but it's often even better than what you could have possibly asked for if you only pulled from your realm of past experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love that take on it. That was really beautiful. Thank you for elaborating on that. I love it. Yeah, I think it's just like that matter of trusting that. And I take a deep breath when I say it, because it's so hard for me to do. But yeah, embracing that energy of the Fool, just like, we're going to do it. We're going to keep on keeping on. I heard this quote. I was watching a documentary recently, and Quincy Jones was featured in it. And he said, YOLO so Coco. So you only live once, so keep on keeping on. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, it's not just like YOLO, we're gonna do all these things. It's like we're really here right now, and like we gotta keep on track. Gotta keep on moving. So trust it and let's keep going.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I'm going to link to Little Moon Mystic, your Instagram, your website. Is there anything else I should share resource-wise in the notes to this?
The Patreon. So like I'm actually doing the meditation program right now through Patreon. We're midway through the month, of course, but we'll start again on October 1st. It's three meditations in the morning during the week that are live and recorded. And then if like people aren't ready to commit to meditations yet, we also have a weekly like little newsletter that I put out with tips and tricks, and get access to some other musings from me. So
amazing. Okay, perfect. I'll have that linked below your website and your Instagram. And thank you so much. And New Moon in Virgo. I'm so excited to talk to you on this new moon. I feel like that is auspicious in and of itself for this new.
Agree.
So thank you so much, Stephanie.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So, so happy that Steph could join us today and grateful that she made time. I know that she's super busy in this kind of big push moving forward with Little Moon Mystic. I definitely highly recommend checking her out. Her link to her website, her Instagram, and her Patreon is below. And she offers meditations, rituals, lunar cycle work, as well as custom packages like we discussed in the podcast. I cannot recommend working with her more. She's been incredibly transformative and healing in my life. So definitely, definitely check out her work below. In terms of upcoming announcements, I do hold my announcements till the end. I know I've noticed that like a lot of healers and practitioners that have YouTube channels and podcasts list it all at the beginning to kind of force you to sit through it. But that's a little bit too mean teacher Saturn vibes for me. So I'm like, cool, if you want to peace out and not listen to this part, mad respect. I hope that you enjoyed all of the juicy fun bits of the podcast and of the video. That being said, if you're staying, thank you. And so upcoming events that I have, obviously my Monday nights, every Monday, 7:30 Eastern, a chance to get a live mini reading. If you tune into Instagram Live, 7:30 at night Eastern, it's a great opportunity if for whatever reason you haven't been able to get a reading with me and you really feel called to. You can also send through questions in advance if you're not able to physically tune in at that time. I do post the live, the video of the live for 24 hours, so you can still get your reading virtually. The other events I have coming up, I'm going to be working on as a part of a 24-hour drag show that I will not be there for 24 hours. That would be a lot of tarot readings. But Miss Jackie Hyde is doing a 24-hour drag-a-thon for charity. And we met at another event for Happy House, totally hit it off. She has my deck. And so I'm going to be a part of that. So stay tuned for details. I'll definitely post links and promo leading up to that next week. I'm also going to be working with Happy House again, which is how Jackie and I connected. More details to follow, as well as upcoming collaborations with the incredible Stephanie Wallace of Little Moon Mystic. We're doing a big Sagittarius new moon event together because she is a Sagittarius moon. I'm Sagittarius sun. It's the perfect collab. So stay tuned for that as well. And thank you again for tuning in. Have a fantastic Mavon, fantastic fall equinox, Rosh Hashanah for those who celebrate. So some crazy stuff coming up, but also a lot of progress, a lot of change and evolution this fall. So looking forward to that. And as always, stay magical AF.